I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
The hero who stopped the NHS ransomware attack. The WannaCry ransomware attack of May 2017 wasn't aimed at the NHS. It was spread across Europe and Asia and happened to hit the NHS very hard for a series of reasons, including that they had old Windows 95 machines on their network, and because their network has a huge number of computers attached to it. The ransomware demands users pay $300 worth of online currency bitcoins to retrieve their files, but the price goes up if they don't pay quickly, and of course there is no guarantee that payment allows file retrieval. An anonymous UK cybersecurity researcher known by the Twitter handle @malwaretechblog, with the aid of Darren Huss from security firm Proofpoint, looked at the ransomware and discovered the name of a website which was being accessed by the ransomware. But the website address hadn't been registered by anyone, so he bought that domain name in order to track the activities of the ransomware, but in fact it was a kill switch that stopped the ransomware from spreading any further. Well done, if unintentionally. Now that didn't help the people whose computers had already been infected, but it did stop the outbreak from continuing. Now unfortunately, once the scammers realized how the malware had been stopped, they created and released a version that ignored the kill switch, but at least people had time to build defenses against another attack. Malware Tech said he got his first job out of school without any real qualifications, having skipped university to start up a tech blog and write software. It's always been a hobby to me. I'm self-taught. I ended up getting a job out of a piece of software I wrote, which the company I now work for saw and contacted me about, asking if I wanted a job. Well done, hero. He's now an honorary ninja. However, there is another part to the story. Malware Tech, now named as Marcus Hutchins, was in America at a technology conference in August and was arrested by the FBI on a hacking charge. He is awaiting trial. I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.